Mount Hood's Timberline Resort is the only place offering a full summer ski season in North America, but not this year. The resort closed to the public August 2nd, 5 weeks earlier than normal, and that's after a dismal winter ski season. Julia Picard reports.
This is the Magic Mile chairlift, 6,000 feet at Mount Hood's Timberline Resort. Even in August, there's normally enough snow to keep avid skiers busy, particularly those in training. But now, dirt and rocks have won the battle. The lift remains open for breathtaking views of the Cascades, but most of the skiers have already packed it in.
Usually in the morning, we could have 300-plus skiers here with a line out to our pool. In this last week, we had about 50.
That's Chad McEwen. He's worked in lift operations at Timberline for about 8 years. He says that even the diehards could no longer deny the truth.
They're skiing on a continuously dwindling snowfield that's smaller and smaller.
Marumo Ishimaru is 13 years old, and she wants to ski for Japan in the Olympics one day. This is her fourth year training at Mount Hood, and she says this year is really different.
The snow is really bad. The condition is really bad, and there's only a few snows, so it's so bad.
The Timberline Resort is home to several private ski and snowboard summer camps. Although the resort is closed to the public, the camps technically remain open. Kids have flown in from all over the world, but some crucial things are missing. A lift, a terrain park, and a mogul course. There's not enough snow for all the bumps. Ella Barzell is a 15-year-old competitive mogul skier from Truckee, California.
I'm here for Mount Hood Summer Ski Camp to improve my mogul skiing skills. I think it's really impacting our training in that we don't have a mogul course, we only have a jump, and there are no more lanes. There's just complete dirt all over the mountain.
Timberline can offer summer skiing because normally it gets a springtime dump of 100 inches. That didn't happen this year. And when June temperatures soared, more snow was lost. 17-year-old Nigel Stein from Marshfield, Massachusetts, has been coming here for 6 years. He's a counselor in training. He says to keep the kids skiing, the camp has gotten creative.
They take a snowcat, which are used for groomers, and they're putting a tow rope behind it.
It's like hanging onto a T-bar, what they used to do before chairlifts.
So you take it, you grab hold, they pull you up, and then you traverse across into your lane.
And then ski downhill over rocky terrain on last year's snow. Ricky Hauer is Timberline's marketing manager. He has the same question a lot of people have.
In the back of our minds, are we thinking, what if this keeps happening? Of course, but everyone in the industry is thinking that way.
And why are they thinking this way? Because climate scientists are predicting warming temperatures in the Northwest, meaning more rain and less snow. Local businesses in the nearby town of Government Camp are also thinking about their future. Kevin Baston, owner of the taco shop for 14 years, says,
"This is definitely the slowest summer we've ever had. The revenue is like way off."
He says he's making half of what he normally does, or less. And that doesn't mean he gets to work less. He says he has to cut back on employees and do a lot himself.
I would come in the morning and just do all the cooking and ordering and bookkeeping, all that kind of thing. Now I'm doing more line cooking.
And making less money. But like a lot of people here, he says he has hope that next season will be better. Timberline's Ricky Hauer still has visions of piles of snow.
Actually, what I'm really hoping for is to have to shovel my car out every single day while trying to leave work.
Next season, he says he won't change a thing. He's expecting a full reopening in the fall, as he has for 15 years. I'm Julia Picard reporting.